Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of January 2020. Supreme Court has held that the Debts Recovery Tribunal has no power to condone the delay in filing application for review under the Recovery of Debts and Bankruptcy Act, RDB Act, 1993. The court has held that the provisions of Limitation Act, 1963, including the provision to condone delay under Section 5, apply only to original applications filed under Section 19 of the RDB Act and not to review applications. Chandigarh Consumer Forum has imposed a cost of 5 lakhs rupees on Big Bazaar to be deposited in the Poor Patient Welfare Fund of Postgraduate Institute of Medical Education and Research for charging 12 rupees for a carry bag from a customer. Supreme Court has issued notice on a plea filed by the Tata Sons challenging the National Company Law Appellate Tribunals, NCLAT, order rejecting an application by the Registrar of Companies, Mumbai to remove certain observations with regards to the conversion of Tata Sons from a deemed public company to a private entity. The court has stated that it would hear the plea along with the Tata Sons plea against NCLAT order reinstating Cyrus Mistry as the chairman of the company. Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission to draw up an action plan within 1 week on ways and means to check criminalization of politics in the country. Supreme Court has remarked that the law does not taboo adopting of alternate pleas by the accused. The court has observed that a murderer accused can take a plea that he was not at all involved in the act which resulted in the death of the deceased, but that does not deprive him her of the right to establish the fact that the case against him would still be embraced within any of the exceptions under Section 300 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860. Supreme Court has said that mere delay in intimating the insurance company about the theft of a vehicle should not be a ground to deny insurance claim if the aggrieved party had informed the police on time. Supreme Court has observed that Section 32 of the Registration Act, 1908, does not require the presence of both parties to a deed of sale when the same is presented for registration. The court further observed that where the rules framed by states provide for the presence of both seller and buyer, in that case, the presence of parties may be required. Supreme Court has observed that the factors like gravity and seriousness of offences alleged against an accused by themselves cannot be the basis for refusal of prayer for bail. Supreme Court has said that it could not pass a blanket order on a plea which sought to restrain the government from invoking the National Security Act, 1980 when there was no law and order problem. The court refused to entertain the public interest litigation against the imposition of the act in Delhi. Supreme Court has awarded a life sentence to a man who had his wife murdered 18 years ago, 2 days after taking a life insurance policy in her name. Supreme Court has remarked that state, as a litigant, cannot behave like a private litigant as it has a solemn and constitutional duty to assist the court in the dispensation of justice. Delhi High Court has asked Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, to allow unregistered students to register for the winter semester under the earlier fee structure, dismissing JNU's plea that fee hike was necessary to pay salaries of daily wages and outsourced staff. The court further observed that the government must find funds for paying contractual employees in state-run educational institutions and that the students cannot be burdened with it. Karnataka High Court has held that the revenue authorities like the Tahsildar, Assistant Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner have no jurisdiction to decide the title dispute between the parties in respect of the immovable properties. The court further elaborated that it is the exclusive domain of the competent civil court to adjudicate. The decree, if any passed by the court, will be binding on the parties, as well as the revenue authorities in the state. Bombay High Court has dismissed a writ of habeas corpus observing that even if the magistrate had acted rather mechanically remanding the accused in judicial custody and took the process in a cavalier fashion showing insensitivity towards the denial of personal liberty of a citizen, The writ of habeas corpus would not be maintainable where there is order of remand, in which case the remedy would lie elsewhere. Bombay High Court has restrained Balaji Wafers from manufacturing, selling and advertising a new brand of chips, in an interim order in favor of PepsiCo. Kerala High Court has held that schools which are required to have recognition under the Right to Education Act, RTE Act, 2009 are not entitled to impart religious instruction or religious study of one religion exclusively in preference to other religions. Delhi High Court has declared that all middle schools, which are members of the Action Committee on Aided Recognized Private Schools, shall be entitled to run as senior secondary schools without payment of any additional charges to the Delhi Development Authority. Gujarat High Court has held that the commission agents who are introducing the potential consumers are to be regarded as providing a service and would be eligible to deduct the claim of commission under Income Tax Act, 1961 provisions. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi government to remove illegal constructions in South Delhi's Jaunpur and Dera Mandi forest areas, saying no encroachment can be allowed on forest land. National Company Law Tribunal, Chennai has approved the bid of SNJ Group to acquire the MP distilleries for 475 crores rupees. Customs Excise and Services Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, has held that mere use of the word principal to principal cannot be a basis for attracting service fee which is taxable under the category of franchise service as defined under subsection 47 of section 65 of the Finance Act, 1944. Central Excise and Service Tax Tribunal, CESTAT, Ahmedabad has held that as the service provided by Institute for Integrated Learning in Management, IILM, Business School is not falling under category excluded from the definition of commercial coaching and training, they are liable to pay service tax. Security Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has issued a circular stating that if in case the recognized stock exchange and depositors do not comply with the provisions of SEBI regulations, 2015, then as a consequence the process of revocation and suspension of trading of securities would be attracted.